Carter Volkswagen Studio, Carter Volkswagen, CarterVDev.com. Ian Furness with you in that Carter Volkswagen Studio. Kevin Shockey standing by in the Red Box Producers booth. Before we get things going for the radio show, before we even get to our headlines, before we do any of that, those things here at 1:03 p.m. in the afternoon on July 2nd, 2020. Kevin Shockey has a name to tell you right now, and if you texted in your name in the last hour between the hours of noon and 1 to 49451, your first and last name and where you're at, then you may hear your name called by Kevin Shockey. If your name is called, you will have 5 minutes and only 5 minutes to call 206-286-9595, 800-829-0950. Why? Because it is an EQC Note Thursday. Kevin, who is it?
We're going to a town that I have never heard of, Ian. We're going to Packwood, Washington.
Wow.
And calling for Mike Thornton.
Mike Thornton from Packwood, Washington. Say it again.
Mike Thornton from Packwood, Washington. He's been texting in all day starting at 8 in the morning.
Well, this guy's
Mike,
a diehard
let's
listener.
Let's go, buddy.
Mike Thornton, Packwood, Washington, 206-286-9595, 800-829-0950. Mike, if you've been doing this all day, I know you're listening right now.
Maybe let's go.
It might be on an app, so it might be a little bit delayed. But Mike Thornton, 206-286-9595, 800-829-0950. $100 from the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. It's an EQC Note Thursday. Let's get going.
Now, from the Star Rental Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Headlines brought to you by Venue Kings. VenueKings.com has a huge selection of tickets to all Hawk games this season. If the games were canceled, Venue Kings will refund your money back to you right away. Buy your Hawks tickets right now at VenueKings.com. That's VenueKings.com. NFL's networks, Mike Garofolo, telling Puckett and Brew today. Free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown, who has been seen working out with Russell Wilson, quote, he wants to go to Seattle. That will be a main focus of the show today. NBA. I'll give you context instead of raw numbers. 1.1% of the NBA staffers, 7.1% of NBA players have tested positive for COVID-19 in preparation for the restart of their season. And Major League Baseball expects to announce the regular season schedule sometime early next week. So we'll know when summer camp's over, when the Mariners season begins, sometime next week. Those are headlines brought to you by Venue Kings. All right, just a few minutes left, probably about 3.5, 4 minutes. Mike Thornton from Packwood. 206-286-9595, 800-829-0950. You'll get $100 from the Emerald Queen Casino. By the way, let me just tell you about that real fast before we get things going totally sports-wise. Run down the show. It's an EQC Note Thursday presented by the Emerald Queen Casino. Every hour on the hour, we're giving away $100 cash to someone. All you have to do to be eligible to win $100 is simply text in your first and last name along with the town you're from. For example, Mike Thornton, Packwood. Text that to 49451 between now and 2 o'clock today. We'll announce another winner at 2. Softy will do the same thing at 3, 4, 5, and 6. So text it in 49451. Both EQC locations now open, including the beautiful brand new Emerald Queen Casino on I-5 in Tacoma. The Emerald Queen has implemented enhanced health and safety measures to protect guests and employees at both locations. So stop in today to the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest, the EQC. Put your mask on. Go have some fun. Win some money like Mike Thornton just did.
He sure did. Within 2 minutes, we're proud of him. Good work, Mike.
You're in Packwood. You're probably listening on the app.
I haven't the foggiest idea where Packwood, Washington is. You have to look it up because you don't know either.
It's weird because I've heard of it. Hang on a second.
Maps.google.
No, I'm just doing like how far it is from here. It's 2 hours from here.
Like north, south? Probably not west. I guess it could be west.
Packwood, Washington is 111 miles from here. Good call. I don't know. Highway 12.
That is
north. It's north, right? Is that north?
Nope. It's south? Way south.
Is it way south? Let me
see. Way south.
Oh yeah. Oh wow.
It's halfway between Chehalis and Yakima.
Buddy, it's on the other side of Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Like, you're going up and over the mountain to get there. Like, the easiest way to go is the crow flies, but the crow's not going to fly that high. We'll be up and over the mountain.
If you're in Packwood, you're in the Tatoosh Wilderness, basically.
Yes, you are. right next to the Gifford-Pinot National Forest as well. And you're very close to Yakka Vegas, which, my condolences to Mike. I'm glad we gave him $100.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe use it to go west and not east right now.
Yeah, just get the hell out of there. So there you go. Yeah, that also explains why the two-minute delay. Because he's listening on the app
having,
or online.
Having been in Mount Rainier National Park enough times to know that once you cross that line, cell service, gone.
Yeah, exactly. which means radio service gone as well,
yeah.
For sure. So, all right, here's a busy show coming up. Lots of stuff to get to. Brad Evans, former Sounder, will join us coming up at 1:20 today. So in about 12 minutes' time, we'll talk to Brad. I want to put maybe almost just a cap on the whole sandwich gate, meal gate. I'm gonna take a leap here and figure that Brad's probably talked to some players that have gone down there, has a better handle on it than everybody does. You know, I think it'd be very hard still to justify a $65 sandwich. I don't know how you can do that, and who's paying for it? At least it's not the players, but it's almost a moot point at that point. Like, really?
Just for the sake of the health of the league.
Yeah, just the look that they got going on down there. But we'll talk to him about the restart and maybe just also like how he thinks it's going to go, how he thinks it's going to take place. If he was going through it, what he'd be thinking right now. So we'll do that with Brad for a few minutes. Then we'll spend some time. If you missed it earlier, Mike Garofolo on with Jerry Brewer and Jason Puckett today from the NFL Network. And I thought he had a great line. He goes, usually I tell, you know, when we're just kind of BSing back and forth, I tell your producers not to retweet everything I say. It's like, you know, Mike's reporting this. He says, retweet this all you want. And that's when he said, you know, Antonio Brown wants to go to Seattle. So we'll get into that a little bit more coming up at 1:30 today. There's so much to this guy. Like, you know, I've heard some try to hold him side by side with Josh Gordon, and I don't think you can do that. In fact, I know you can't do that. Josh Gordon has had issues with substance abuse, but not domestic abuse and not domestic violence and not all the other wackiness. I mean, Josh Gordon has some issues with substances and is trying to figure those things out. Antonio Brown is just a whole different level of problematic because it's not just one thing. It's multiple character issues. The talent's undeniable if it's there and his feet aren't frostbitten and he's ready to go and has the right helmet, he's fine. He's one of the best wide receivers in all of football. We've talked about it over and over again with Russell Wilson. He's got probably an emerging superstar on his hands in DK Metcalf. He's got an above average player at worst and a borderline Pro Bowler at best in Tyler Lockett. Doug Baldwin was a really nice wide receiver, but he's never had, and again, Tyler's close, but he's not going to be that. He's never going to be those guys, I don't think. He's not going to be the top 10 guy in the league at his position. DK may be. I mean, DK, if we just look at DK's first year, his numbers were almost identical to Julio Jones, and then you put the body type in there because you have to do that with a wide receiver. His body type lends it to be potentially a dominant player at his position. You know, Tyler Lockett's kind of a different situation. He's not as big. He's got a lot of things. He's a great pass catcher, great route runner, a lot of things, speedy and everything else. Physically, he's not going to dominate you.
Right.
DK could do that. But Antonio Brown, the talent is just, it's just undeniable.
And the production when he's there is undeniable.
So, you know, the question is at what cost? But we'll get into that with him a little bit later on as well, and we'll do that coming up at 1:30. Because I thought what Mike said, if you missed Mike's comments, I thought they were pretty direct and pretty brutally honest. Ian Rappaport, good day to have him on.
I'll say so.
Is going to join us coming up today at 2 o'clock. So we'll check in with our NFL insider at 2 o'clock and Rap Sheet, and we'll kind of get into that as well. There's a couple things to get to him with. Obviously, Antonio Brown, we'll find out what he can add to what Mike said earlier, his peer and his co-worker at the NFL Network. And then we'll talk about the NFL preseason, too, being cut down in half. Mike mentioned that possibly no games, which I wasn't surprised at all to hear him say that. We don't know what games are going to take place this fall. It could be 1, 2, 3, 16, 4, whatever. Who knows?
The response to most questions right now is very similar to the Seahawks' response when you ask them about any player. When you ask them about any player, they say, yeah, we checked in on it. Yeah, we're having conversations about it.
We're in on everything, Kev.
In the same way, do you think it's possible they play all the games this year? Yeah, it's possible. Do you think it's possible they play none of games this year? Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible as well.
Everything is on the table right now. So,
that's my favorite line. Everything is on the table. It's because, you know why? We're in these uncertain times, Kev.
Who knows?
We don't know. I mean, the pandemic's changing, you know, by the day. Not for the better, it doesn't seem, at least in our country. Some places it is. That's why the NHL is going north of the border. Like, you know, hey, U.S., pound sand, we're out of here. We're heading north. We're not having COVID parties like they are in Alabama. That's awesome. So
those are your people there, Ian. You get to claim them too.
Those are my wife's people. And our people from Alabama, Cousin Dez and those guys.
They're all right?
They're down South Alabama.
Is it better in South Alabama?
Well, they're not having COVID parties, man. I can tell you that right now.
Look, my Alabama knowledge is limited.
They're practicing high school football down there right now. Oh, yeah. Anyway, a lot to get to. And then at 2:20 today, it's just it's that day. It's that day. I'm going to yell and scream a little bit. I did do this. I'm going to tease this at 2:20. So I checked in with somebody that I think was as close to being in the know and having a handle on what the verdict would have been as anyone. And I got a great explanation, because I think what bothers me the most and should bother most people more than anything else is, and Puck mentioned the final vote on July 14th, and that was, I mean, to me, that was still a formality because they already voted unanimously on that July 2nd, but yep. When they went to chambers and did that, it was a final nail in the coffin for the Sonics to leave. But for me personally, Kev, I just think that the fact that they didn't wait for the judge's decision is the biggest tragedy at the very end. Now, everything led up to that, but we saw what happened in the next 2 years. Stock market crashed in the recession. One of the owners who ended up committing suicide also, lost half of his fortune or more.
Mm-hmm.
They would have stayed here. There's no doubt they would have stayed here. And we'll tell you exactly what that ruling might have been.
We sent them away with hugs and handshakes.
Barely, yeah. If $40 million, $45 million could be that, but that's what we did. So Brad Evans is going to join us next. We'll get a little feel for how the MLS is back, restarts going in $65 sandwiches. Then at 1:30, Antonio Brown. If you missed it earlier, what did NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo say about Antonio Brown and his desire or not to play in Seattle? We'll get to that at 1:30 on 950.
Now back to Ian Furness on your new home for the Huskies. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, we're back in the Carter Volkswagen studio. Carter Volkswagen, CarterVW.com. Don't forget, it's an EQC note Thursday. Emerald Queen Casino giving away $100 cash, and who wouldn't want that right now? $100 cash every hour. All you have to do is text right now your name, first and last name in your town, 49451. So, for example, our birthday boy in there, Kevin Shockey. Happy birthday, number 34. If you're Kevin Shockey, you would text in Kevin Shockey Ballard, for example, to 49451. Automatically be entered to win $100 cash. We're going to give that away coming up at 2 o'clock today. Thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino.
If your name was Mike Thornton from Packwood, you would text in Mike Thornton from Packwood. And guess what? He did, and he called, and he won $100.
$100 would buy you a sandwich and a half at the MLS back is back tournament down in Orlando, apparently.
How about it?
Joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, former Sounder, longtime MLS player, U.S. national team member, and all-around good guy, Brad Evans, joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Hey, Brad, it's Ian Furness. How are you doing?
What's going on, man? Hey, happy birthday over there also to the man.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Kevin Shockey, 34 years old, 34 years young, man, just getting things going.
Young, there you go.
Exactly. Are you still wandering the country, or are you back? I know you were driving all over the place, right, in a truck? You guys were cruising around. What were you up to?
Yeah, we cruised around for about 6 months last year, got back and settled in with the Sounders and back into the Seattle community, working as a brand ambassador for the Sounders. The job description was, meeting with people, going to galas, hanging out before and after games. And we got two games into that, and now it's kind of gone to reinventing the wheel, trying to figure things out digitally now. We are actually taking out the Airstream for a couple trips later this month to the Olympic National Park and North Cascade. So a couple trips planned, but right in the middle when the Sounders get back up started.
Oh, nice. That's the Roger Levesque plan, isn't it? The old ambassador. Wasn't he the original ambassador back in the day? It feels like that's what Roger did a lot of.
Yeah, Roger was the ambassador. He was a bit more on the community side. I would say I'm more on the digital side, I guess, more podcasting, a little bit of TV. Was meant to do announcing on a couple games for Fox. Obviously, that got pushed to the wayside this year. So, I would say he was more community side, and I'm a bit jack of all trades, kind of being thrown into different roles and just saying yes to everything right now.
And I see you got Steve Zakawani out there in the hiking up in the mountains too. That's awesome. So, well, you're enjoying retirement. There's no doubt about that, and at least from your playing days. But lean on you a little bit here, Brad. MLS is back. The tournament set up. Listen, just as a sports fan, as a soccer fan, I love the concept. It's different. It's out of the box. It's in a world that things are totally different right now. I applaud what they were doing. There have obviously been a lot of little snags as they get ready to start middle next week. One of those would be the positive COVID test. Let me get to those in a second, but let's go back a little bit because we live in a world of 240 characters and you know, an image here, image there. We go crazy. I'm sure you've talked to guys, and I'm sure you've got a handle on this. What's with the food and the meal situation down there? Is it as dire as a $65 ham sandwich, or what are you hearing from players down in Orlando?
Yeah, I haven't talked to too many players that are down there right now. I know that our guys are supposed to go down on Friday, tomorrow or Saturday, and they're supposed to be about 7 days out from their first game as the arrival. But now Toronto's come out today and said, hey, we don't want to go down there because we've seen the food situation. We've seen the facilities. There's a lot of positive cases coming out of there right now. So Toronto's saying, hey, we'll just come 2 days early, right, or a day before the game just to kind of mitigate and try not to get guys to test positive, I guess, to kind of stay out of that bubble. They feel like they're in a safer zone there, which we'll see what the Sounders do here. I don't know. In theory, it was a great idea, but we were also seeing a downtick in coronavirus, positive cases. And now all of a sudden we start to ease back and we're seeing, these numbers that are just massive and positive cases within sports teams. So, you know, yesterday Steve and I talked about it on the podcast is, man, we haven't seen any MLS players pull out of this tournament yet. And now all of a sudden last night, today, Ike Opara from Minnesota has a pre-existing condition. He's dropping out. We're hearing Carlos Vela's wife is pregnant. He doesn't want to be stuck there. If he's positive, then he won't get to see his wife give birth. So as it comes down to the wire, we may see more guys start to drop out of this tournament. It's an interesting time. And like you said, there's no right way to do things right now. But the more positive cases we see, we start to ask more questions.
There's Brad Evans joining me. You know, there's the it's kind of the, I don't want to say risk reward, but I mean, obviously the positive is that the MLS is in a position to be the first male team sport to be back in front and center, and it's probably a golden opportunity to get some more eyeballs on the league, the sport, some of the young and up-and-coming players, all the good things with the MLS. Obviously, the downside is the health risk along the way. If I put Brad Evans in, you know, back on the Sounders roster right now, if you're out there training at Starfire and you're doing everything you can, you're thinking about going down there, what would be going through your mind if you were thinking about going to Orlando?
You know, for me, it's a pretty easy choice. You know, I just have my wife. I don't have kids. We don't plan on having kids. So for me, it's easy to pack up and go away for a month, right? It's I don't have to worry about, you know, her being here and me having to maybe come back and contracting and passing that on. But I understand for the guys that have kids and have families and those that are pregnant, they have some hesitations. But, you know, we had Gustav on yesterday, and I think that we have similar thoughts. You know, he sent his family back to Sweden, so he's here alone. So for him, he's like, hey, let's go. I'm ready to go down there. And, I think the biggest fear for guys, and I'll echo what he said, is that you risk being locked up in a hotel room, you know, by yourself down there for 2 weeks. That's, like, the biggest downside for these guys is, you know, you commit all this time and energy to getting healthy. You're in your home market. They're testing every other day or every day, wearing masks, all the precautions. And all of a sudden you get down there, there's all these positive tests. It's kind of like, well, wait, why didn't we just stay in our own market and travel to play games? So I think it will tell a lot in the next 6 days about where, you know, this tournament is going to go and if it was the right move or not the right move. But for me right now, in my personal situation, I would go play. I don't have the kids. I don't have, you know, pre-existing conditions. So I think that might be the mindset of most of the guys right now.
Brad, with the along the lines of the meal situation, when you've traveled, when you've been with, you know, in the MLS with a couple different teams, you know, here included, but were you surprised by what you saw or was it overblown? And I guess the bigger question would be, were you felt like, you know, how did you feel you were treated as an MLS player during your days here?
I had a great experience, but, you know, MLS is so young when we look at the bigger picture, right? 45-ish years old. When I first started in 2008, I was making, you know, just over $11,000 a year. The Columbus crew didn't provide us with breakfast or lunch. So I was having to pay out of pocket to, you know, go eat lunch, right? I got to pay to have good health food. So I'm in the red every single month my rookie year. And also we pooled together money within the team, the players, to actually get lunch catered 2 days a week into our, you know, facility. So to see where it was then and to see where it is now are leaps and bounds. Is it where it should be? Is it even close to other major sports? No, it's not close. We were very lucky to, you know, at one point partner with the Seahawks, and their food actually came down to us in the afternoons. They would make food for us as well, and that was lights out. Just, you know, full salad bar. Their food is phenomenal. It's just a different level. And then we broke off, and they had to make some changes, and now I know that the food down at Starfire isn't what the guys want, but they're getting closer, right? You know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we didn't even have a kitchen. So we have to kind of take these things in stride and learn from our mistakes. But if you ask any athlete that comes on your show, they're going to tell you that nutrition is number one and sleep is number two, right? Those are going to go hand in hand. So to see teams and the league skimp on quality food or decent hotels for the guys to stay in is kind of, you know, they're ultimately not looking out for the players' best interests and health at that point.
It's interesting you say that because I've spent a lot of time on this show. I worked in minor league hockey for a long time, and you know we had a good. It was AAA hockey, AHL, IHL. We had $55 per diem back then, and that was like 15 years ago. I mean, it was. I always thought it was. Yeah, it was fantastic. What's the per diem in the MLS?
I think it's around $65 a day, $75 a day, but it depends. If the team opts to feed you at the hotel, then you don't get per diem. I think for that day, and it also depends on the team. So the team could say, hey, we're going to give the max amount of per diem no matter what. Even if we provide these guys the meal, we're going to do it right. Some teams will say, hey, we can save some money here, and we're not going to give them money for dinner, but we'll give them money for their breakfast and their lunch. So it is the per diem is a decent, but when you're going down into a bubble, you expect them to maybe hire a couple chefs and guys that are just going to stay there and cook this quality food for, you know, the teams, right?
Well, that's exactly the nutrition's huge. With the start, if it does happen, if it goes through and crossing our fingers that they're able to kind of, hopefully like the PGA Tour, manage through some positive tests, which were probably inevitable, and hopefully isolate it to Dallas or what have you, if they're able to do this, what kind of opportunity do you think, Brad, it is for the MLS moving ahead big picture? As you were just saying, from where you were in Columbus in 2008 to where the league is now, leaps and bounds. You know, everyone's taking a step back financially, it seems like, in the world, not just the country, not just in sports. But, boy, it feels as if there's a golden opportunity here for the league to really take a big step forward and grow in popularity and help itself a little bit along the way.
Yeah, I think we're all craving sports right now, right? I mean, we're getting antsy. We're sick and tired of watching old games every Saturday night. As fond as those games are, we're ready to see live sports. And, you know, being smart about it is number one. You know, we don't want to put these guys at risk. We don't want to put their families at risks or to, you know, potentially spread, you know, the virus by, you know, not quarantining these players properly down there and then they come back home. So, you know, like you said, there's going to be cuts everywhere. You know, every sports team is struggling right now, I think, in Major League Soccer. But then again, there's also deals to be made, right? Maybe we can go down to Central South America and get a player that was, you know, $5 million 6 months ago. And now the club is like, well, hey, we're in a dire situation to get a player, a high quality player, and bring him in for next year. So I think there's opportunities on both ends. But we still need to be smart about this. And yeah, of course, if you know, the NWSL was first back and they've done a great job of promoting that league and the girls are stoked and they're putting a high quality product on the field. And now if the men's side for Major League Soccer can be the first one back, it'll have all eyes on it. Now it becomes, hey, what's the product look like on the field now? Ultimately, that's number one, what people want to see. They don't just want to watch a game, you know, that's lackadaisical. And I think that's why MLS said, hey, the first three games, these point totals are going to count towards your regular season when we start that back up, or if we start that back up in September. And then the winner of this tournament, you know, the players get $1 million to split amongst themselves. So there's bonuses on both sides and insurances to make sure that each team isn't just playing a bunch of young guys and keeping their best players at home so that they're healthy for the next season.
Great opportunity, Brad. It really is. Hey, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully on the broadcast at some point and working back with the MLS as well. So, man, thank you so much, Brad. Take care.
Yep, thanks for having me, man.
There you go. That's Brad Evans joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Some great stuff from Brad. You know, things we've been talking about, you know, that I think go, you know, baseball had this issue. We talked about it a lot with baseball. The money involved for so many in minor league baseball kind of goes by the wayside in nutrition. And you know, Kevin, I thought it was really interesting what he's talking about. I mean, imagine that. You're living on $11,000 a year. You're trying to get three square meals a day, good, nutritious meals as a professional athlete. Your body is your livelihood, and you're not able to do that. They didn't provide it for you. They've obviously come far away from that. For example, the Seahawks, you're at the facility all day. This is why I kind of go back. You have to talk about the bubble for the NFL in a facility. It's easy to have because you can eat three great meals a day. You never have to leave that facility until you want to go home and go to sleep. And many don't. You've been to the kitchen there. We're lucky enough in our business this year, notwithstanding, we go there every year for the draft, and we're up next to the cafeteria that the team uses, and then they feed us during the draft. We're in the defensive meeting room.
They feed Hugh peanut butter and jelly sandwiches,
but they feed us. It's incredible,
yeah.
And they have everything you could want, no matter what your dietary needs and wants are. Most sports don't have that. The NFL does it to a different level than anybody else does. So that's why, like, when you see that stuff down there, it's like you got to treat these guys right. Now, the more you read into it, it's kind of like what the NHL is going to do. They're going to have personal chefs or, you know, team chefs down there cooking. They're going to have food trucks available so you can go outside and get that, you know, things like that. So there's going to be other opportunities. The $65 thing, bad look, bad optics in a year in which there's a lot of bad looks and bad optics. Bottom line is they need to get that thing going and hopefully play next week. So, all right, I want to set this up. We just got a couple minutes left to go. We'll play the sound maybe next segment. I want to do the sound next segment from Mike Garofolo, and Ian Rappaport's going to join us from the NFL Network coming up top of the hour because Antonio Brown, he's kind of in the news today. Before I get to that, and I'll set that up in just a second, I need to once again remind people, Kevin, I'm not sure if you've checked the text line yet, 49451.
Let me see if we have any texts.
Has anybody texted in at 49451 their first, last name, and where they're at? Because if they do so right now, $100 to you could happen at 2 o'clock. We will pull one name out coming up at 2 o'clock today, like our buddy Mike
Thornton from Packwood.
Who won $100 last hour. All you have to do is text in your first and last name, to 49451, and where you're from, too, because, I mean, if you're Mike Johnson or Kevin Shockey, there could be 50 of you out there.
Naturally.
Kind of have to know where you're at, like Packwood or Ballard or Magnolia.
Can't all have unique names like Ian Furness.
If you're in Covington, we want to know. If you're in Spanaway, I want to know if you're in Spanaway. If you're in Paliup, Washington, Des Moines, wherever you might be, text in 49451, your first last name, because it's an EQC note. Thursday, and we're giving that away. All right. We'll just set this up. The video, Russell Wilson. Now, you know what's interesting now that I think about it? So video of Russell Wilson throwing to Antonio Brown, right?
Uh-huh.
The entire story is Russell Wilson throwing to Antonio Brown, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. But wasn't the story earlier in the week, hey, Russell and others, and hey, Tom Brady, you shouldn't be working out together right now?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that the story?
Uh-huh.
But if it's that's how big Antonio Brown is. He is bigger than COVID. How big he is.
I think we've moved past caring that these guys are practicing together.
Yes.
I think we've become adult enough to not worry about that, I think.
Well, you know, like in our state, high schools are able to have workouts now.
Okay.
In small groups, you know, and socially distanced or whatever you want to call it. I mean, they're able to do things right now, high schools are. So, yeah, I can see... I mean, the NFL players doing their thing. You're right. They're adults, right? I mean, anyway. All right, so we'll come back in just a second.
Your anger for 220.
220. Oh, well, the anger at 220 is going to be more so. It was angry. I'm always angry enough on this day. I'm even more angry after getting the text back onto what the judge's decision probably would have been. But we'll do that at 220 today. When we come back, we'll hear the audio. Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network. Some very, very direct... very direct words in regards to Antonio Brown and his chances coming to Seattle. We'll hear that
now. Back to Ian Furness on your new home for the Huskies, Sports Radio 950 KJR.
All right, we're back. Carter Volkswagen Studio, Carter Volkswagen, CarterVW.com. Get your name in, first and last name, and where you are from. Text that to 49451 right now. Your chance to $100 coming up 2 o'clock. We'll call out one name. If you call back within 5 minutes, you win $100, courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino on an EQC note Thursday. It's that simple. It's that easy.
It's really very simple.
You text your name and where you're at. You text that in. You do that, as simple as that, and next thing you know, you can win $100. Every hour we do it until 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is the last one we call it tonight.
Yes.
With Softy and Fain. All right. If you missed, so Ian Rappaport's going to join us, NFL Network, top of the hour. A lot of video. The video's out there. You've seen it probably. I'm sure you've seen it. You've heard about it. That Russell Wilson's throwing footballs in the direction of Antonio Brown, working out, having some fun. Hey, here we go. There's Antonio Brown. Who's Antonio? That Antonio Brown? That guy?
Always competing, Ian. Always competing.
Hey, you know what? We'll look at anything.
We're checking in on everybody.
We're checking on everybody. We're in on everybody. We're checking in on everybody.
Well, living or dead.
At least Russell is, right?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is wanting to maybe come back into the National Football League. So, where would he go? Well, he's throwing balls to Russell Wilson, but there's a lot of other teams out there. Here's Mike Garafolo earlier with Puck and Jerry Brewer.
What's the interest, do you know, of Antonio Brown and the Seattle Seahawks right now?
It's a very good question. When the Tampa Bay thing came up the other day, I spoke to someone close to Antonio Brown and said, all along I've been told this Tampa Bay thing is not going to happen. And that person said, all I know is he wants to go to Seattle. And usually I tell your social media people, don't tweet off the interview. Go ahead, go nuts. Tweet that one.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
That's what I was told from someone close to him, that he wants to go to Seattle. They just don't know if it's going to wind up happening.
Do you have Softy's Twitter in front of you by any chance?
Can I get access to that poll that he put out there?
Yeah, can you do that for me?
Absolutely, because it's crazy.
Yes, 7-time Pro Bowler, 4-time first-team All-Pro wide receiver, 6 times has had 100 catch seasons, 7 times 1,000-yard seasons. Just a point of reference, I think it was Baldwin, right, had a 100-catch season a few years ago, and you know, it had been like a dozen years since a Seahawk had done that. Bobby Engram was like the last guy.
Yeah.
And up until Doug Baldwin, and I believe he's listening. He's not listening. He's got important things to do. But Baldwin was like the first Seahawk Pro Bowl wide receiver since Brian Blades in 89.
Yeah.
This is not
as a receiver, exactly.
As a receiver, yeah. This has not been a franchise that's done well with high-end receivers, despite the fact their first Hall of Famer ever was Steve Largent. But it was a long drought. So, I mean, listen, what he's done obviously is second to none in terms of, well, not second to none, but it's right up there, is Antonio Brown, what he's done in his career. I mean, he's special. He's also special off the field because he's had I looked through the list of stuff. Multiple charges of abuse against women, including rape. He's got all kinds of business issues in which he's failed to pay people. It's from that standpoint. I mean, he's just, to be honest with you, if you look through his past, he's just a bad guy. Like, there's just no way to say anything positive about the individual outside of what he does on the football field. Because Antonio Brown, the human being, is, if I'm going to be really kind, he's troubled. Like, that's the kindest, easiest thing I can say.
A whole lot of people are saying a lot of bad things about the things that he's done to them.
I mean, it's just, whether it's former girlfriends, former personal female trainers, whether it's people that have worked for him, whether it's someone he hired to move for him, whether it's his former stepdad. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And then you've got the visuals last year. I know it's a made-for-TV thing. But the Hard Knocks thing, I mean, my helmet's not right. I've got frostbite on my feet. I'm going to walk out on my team. I'm going to leave. Gruden the ultimate, like, hey, come play with me type of guy. Carroll-like, in a sense, couldn't deal with it. I mean, 600-yard catch seasons, or 600 catch seasons, 7,000-yard seasons, the Pro Bowls, the All-Pros, all those things. So you have to kind of put them on the old scale, right? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. What does Softy's poll say right now? Read the poll and tell me what it says. So, I'm sure he's got a million people responding.
Very simply, he just said, settle this. Seahawks should sign Antonio Brown, and it's now or never. That's the two options.
That's a very close to you can
but
only
it goes
have one.
Now or never, which that's is just a, classic that, softy.
It's a very close to you can only have one. Yes or no sign of it. Yes.
5,659 people have voted.
Oh, God.
And it is 50.6% to 49.4% in favor of never.
So it's split. It's 5,000 people voting on a Twitter poll, and it's split down the middle.
It's amazing. I mean, it's we don't always get. I love. It's funny. I think Twitter polls might be the clearest and like cleanest actual sense of a fandom of anything, because it's everyone that has an account and they're only voting once. It no one's taking the time to create a new account to vote another time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so clearly it is split down the middle.
They'll kick the tires on anybody and anything. And mm-hmm. probably even and I think the majority of teams in the NFL will. Mike also said, and we'll talk to Raph about this top of the hour. You know, Mike also said there's other teams interested in him. I'm going to go back to 1 year ago. They brought in Brandon Marshall because they were desperate for wide receivers, right? They brought in Brandon Marshall,
mm-hmm.
who also, and Brandon's got some other issues, right? I think he's bipolar. I think it's been diagnosed, right? I believe hasn't it been diagnosed? Isn't it diagnosed?
Brandon Marshall, you said?
Yeah. I mean, so so his issues are different, but he's a troubled. You know, he's got issues. And they brought Brandon Marshall in, and it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. I'm gonna leave it at this. It didn't work out. It was a problem, and they got rid of him. Now, at the time, they were a lesser team at that position. I think it's safe to say they were. You didn't know what you had in DK.
Yep.
You know, Lockett. You're hoping he stays healthy. You know, so
that was before DK.
Yeah, it was last year though. Was it 2 years ago?
No,
it was 2 years ago. Sorry, 2 years ago.
It was two or 3 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Yeah. It was 2 years ago. But you're a lesser team.
Yeah.
You didn't have the same stuff you have right now. So I just don't think that the problem is worth the potential payoff. And I just don't know how it's a younger team than it was. You don't have nearly the same leadership on the offensive side of the football that you used to have. You don't have...
Well, you have different.
You have different, but you don't have...
Russell has taken on and said, I'm the dude.
I'll tell you right
offense.
Now, I would feel better and you wouldn't need him this maybe in a sense, but you don't have a Doug Baldwin. You've got a quarterback who's a true leader. You've got a brand new offensive line that lacks, outside of Dwayne Brown, like a true leader. You got one guy. You know, when you had Justin Britt here, I'm going to tell you right now, that guy was a policeman in the locker room. Like that was a dude that, you know, you had a guy that would patrol the locker room. On the defense, you know, love him or hate him, Frank Clark, and before that, Bennett and Sherman and those types of guys, sometimes good leaders, sometimes not, but he had some strong personalities. Antonio Brown, we saw it, just think back to the visuals of Oakland last year.
This
guy was a terror. And if you look back what he's done, I mean, his resume is fantastic football-wise, but he's a bad guy.
So let me ask you,
a bad dude that has had nothing but problems fall him everywhere he's gone. Is it worth it? I don't think so.
The leader on your offense is Russell Wilson, and he wants him on the team.
Mm-hmm. Russell's going to always want a skill guy on his team.
Sure, but if he wants him and he's the leader and he's trying to say that he wants a guy and he's going to put his neck out there, I'm not as worried about it. And look, we know that they can bring in guys, have it work out and not work out, and say, all right, see you later, and move on. What kind of lasting damage do you think it would be if they brought him in?
But why do you need to bring him in? Is that a huge position of need right for you right now?
Because you're always trying to make your team better.
Yeah, but you have to decide whether the guy's worth it to bring in. I just don't. You can't convince me that this guy, with all of his issues, he's got a civil suit pending against him right now for beating the hell out of his personal trainer.
Yeah, he seems like a bad guy.
How or why would you want to bring that in the locker room?
Because you want to win more football games and you have a chance to make your football team better. Yeah. That's their job.
It is their job, but at some point you got to say, listen, this guy's not worth it. This guy's not worth it. This guy is, I mean, where do you draw the line in the sand? Now, let's go back to what they said. Now, we can debate the Frank Clark and charge or not charge and all that all we want to do. But what do they always say? We're not bringing a guy in that does that stuff.
Well.
He doesn't have one DV charge against him, Kev.
Yeah.
He doesn't have one. He's got multiple sexual assault charges against him over the years. Multiple. This isn't I snapped one. Listen, I'm not going to condone a guy hitting a woman ever. He didn't snap one night. He has snapped many nights. Many, many nights he snapped. Do you want him around your young guys? Like, why would you want him around those guys? Why would you want him around a guy like DK that seems to be doing all the right things? Why would you want him around a guy like Ursua or anybody else you've drafted? Why would you want him around that?
Because they want to win Super Bowls and he can help you win games.
I just think it's not even worth it. I can't believe 50% of the people are with you. That's insane to me. It's insane. This guy's a dirtbag. I mean, he is a bad dude. He is as bad a dude as you get in the NFL. You guys are nuts. All right, Ian Rappaport is going to join us coming up top of the... God, I am old, aren't I? Ian Rappaport is going to join us coming up top of the...